This is the technical difficulties of applying citation needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
But soft, what light through yonder Matthew breaks?
Everybody's favourite... It's not light that's breaking through him. Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan!
Can I compare thee to a summer's day?
No.
And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hey, hey, YouTube.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact to get right is a point and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is, that is not my buzzer, that is my glass. That really hurt. <hard. laughs> Thanks.
That would be better if you pick the buzzer up, try and drink it.
Biscuits for everyone. Amy Fuck the Get Right is appointed ding and the special five particular answer, which is
Mystery Biscuits!
And today we are talking about the Shanghai Fugu Agreement.
No, Fugu.
Fugu.
There you go, we'll take the biscuits.
Laws for preparing poisonous fish.
Oh, I'll give you a point for poisonous fish. Yes, absolutely. Tell me about fugu.
I saw it on The Simpsons.
The thing is, so many people sat there watching it. I going, fugu, Simpsons. I don't care, buddy. Fugu me, all that stuff.
Poison, tasty fish.
Yeah, that is essentially it. It is a toxic fish that has to be really, really carefully prepared. How many years of training do they need for that?
Many.
Some. Until they get it right.
Gary hits the point. 3.
First, catch your puffer fish. I've gone wrong.
What does fugu poison do to you if it goes wrong?
It's paralytic, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes. Neurotoxin.
Yes, yeah. I have a point. In fact, both of you, it's a tetrodotoxin.
Ooh. On the tip of my tongue, dear.
Poison's tetras.
It's got 3 of them. 5 of them.
It's what's known as a sodium channel blocker.
Of course.
Paralyzes the muscles while the victim stays fully conscious. What's the antidote?
There is none.
Point! Absolutely right, there is none.
Oh, I thought it was going to be chips.
That would be really handy, because fugu and chips were... No, it's not like nettles in dock leaves.
Mushy peas.
Pie and peas.
Wouldn't it be great if it was something like
that? Get it
down,
you'll be fine.
Wouldn't it be great if it was something like that in Japanese cuisine they just hadn't come across? So an excellent antidote to puffer fish toxin is parkin, or something like that.
Mucky fat and bread.
Sock. Anyone who is not from Yorkshire is now Googling the phrase mucky fat.
Probably finding out some things they didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Mucky fat on toast.
Mucky toast. I just go on bread. A bit of salt and some onion.
Normally salty.
A relative of mine. I will leave the person unnamed for reasons of them being a relative of mine. But maybe not from the local area. We'll just leave it as broad as that, right? Was at a Yorkshire Day party. We were at Yorkshire Day, 1st of August, for the anniversary of the Battle of Minden, for those of you at home. Which I know isn't in Yorkshire, but f*** you, that's why. We get the weather. We were at a Yorkshire Day party, mucky fat on bread was being handed round, at which point the person announced, "Oh, pâté."
Ah, no.
At which point we all nodded slowly while smiling. As the person wolfed down 3 slices, and then we're told what mucky fat was, which is beef dripping.
Yeah.
For those of you that know what beef dripping is, that's just beef fat that's fell off beef.
Yeah.
With bits of beef in it.
It's the stuff that's melted off when they're cooking it or doing
it. It's residue.
Yes.
It is a residue.
Salty residue.
Tasty residue.
It is brown, i.e. mucky, and you just spread it on bread. Or toast, should you wish your bread to be harder?
Toast, for if you want your bread to be harder.
That's the marketing done for the next 20 years.
Yeah. We've talked about condiments on toast before. Yeah. Let's move on. There is now safe fugu.
Pufferfish bread that don't have the toxin in them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, not necessarily bread.
Punched.
Well, they punch.
Stop it!
Punch the toxin out of it. Yeah.
Especially squoze before preparation.
Ring it out.
Persuaded.
I'll be nice.
Don't have it in.
Well, where does the toxin in the fugu come from?
It's like the skin or fins or something. Gallbladder.
Oh no, the skin is usually non-poisonous. It's the liver. Also liver. The ovaries and eyes, but mainly the liver.
The eyes.
The eyes.
Oh my god, it's got poisonous eyes.
That's a bit dark.
Yeah. Yeah. But where does that come from?
Is it what like it eats?
Am I wrong?
Point.
Oh.
Absolutely right. It's the food that it eats. It's from other animals that have tetrodotoxin-laden bacteria in them. Oh. So it's eating the nerve poison. Why doesn't it get poisoned?
Because it's got a very good livery excretory system.
Very, very hardcore.
You know what? I'm going to give you the point there. It develops immunity over time.
So initially, is this fish a bit paralysed while it's eating all these bacteria-laden toxins built up in its system?
I think you're also right. It's got a very strong system as well.
Yeah.
But it can just continue eating this stuff and it just absorbs it into itself, as it does with any chemical. And it just pulls you out. That's it. It's a toxic fish.
That's like when I was at school and that lad called John who just ate nettles. Raw.
Go on.
I've told the story. It was a lad called John who just ate, he didn't just eat nettles. That wasn't his entire diet, but he would eat nettles.
Why?
I don't know. It was funny. He maybe liked the sensation. I think he might have.
What, the stung up top?
I'm not him. Why should I defend the man's weird mistakes in life? No, you might work with him. You might be in your office and come in one day, pop up in his lunchbox, and lo and behold, there's a bloody spitting adder and some nettles. He's gone on in life.
If you do work with someone called John, ask them when you see him next, do you eat nettles as a kid? Because we might be able to track him.
Well, he's the one with the really swollen up lips, I imagine.
So for those fish, is there like one that's like, is it like humans? So there's this one that's like gluten intolerant we have. Oh, I can't eat that. I'm tetranodotoxin intolerant.
Well, yes, because they are farming poison-free fugu by keeping them away from those bacteria and keeping them in tanks.
Oh, sorry, I've got a specific...
I was going to say that...
Not that kind of tank!
That'd make them more rather than less dangerous, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We've got some...
Don't eat me!
Got some really deadly fish here. Oh, why, has it got toxic? No,
it's
got
driving
a tank
hammer.
But underwater weapons.
But if then you put the poisonous ones in the tank, you couldn't even engage in hand-to-hand combat.
You're right there.
I'm stuck in a tank.
Since 1958, chefs have to be licensed to prepare and sell fugu, which takes about 3 years.
Licensed to fugu.
What, does the licensing involve?
Not killing the assassin.
That was delicious and I'm still breathing.
No, the thing is...
Very well done.
Who eats the fish?
Themselves.
Oh, him.
Yes,
yeah.
Point.
Makes sense.
They eat their own fish.
So there is no one on this earth who has failed the test.
And is a chef.
No,
yeah.
And is a chef. You're absolutely right. Only about 35% actually pass. Because
what?
Mild poisoning will mess you up. Or it will be, you've clearly got a small dose there, you're feeling ill, but it won't kill you.
A small dose.
So they've got near enough to their pound of flesh,
yes.
Which leaves you with a tingly mouth
for a few days.
Yeah.
But what are the parts of the test?
Catch your fugu fish.
Yes.
There's the making it, but then there's the cleaning up afterwards so you don't infect everything.
Well,
that's a fair
point.
We've
got preparing and eating, but before you can get to preparing and eating...
Identifying a fugu fish.
Correct! In fact... because it literally says a fish identification test.
That's a fish. That's a fish.
That's a beef. That's a fish.
So yes, that's your second one. It kind of echoes the British driving test, really, because that's your hazard perception. And then you've got your practical. What bit are we missing?
Theory.
Point over there to Matt Gray. You also have a written theory test.
What happens if you feed fugu to someone and you haven't done it properly?
They are dead.
Yes. How many people in Tokyo are hospitalised every year, roughly, through fugu?
13.
Okay, we're clearly doing prices right rules here, aren't we? 13?
I think it will be quite a high number, because I can see it as being a bit like ordering a really stupidly hot curry.
Yeah,
you ask
specifically for one that hasn't been neutralised. That isn't the neutral one. You ask specifically for
I bet there's a little thing. I bet there's a thing with some people that they like to eat it with a little bit of the toxin still in, so they get a little bit of a tingle or something like that. So I think it's going to be in... Is it every year, did you say?
Per year. In
I reckon less than 100, but not much less.
I think 9, just because that was the number that popped into my head.
I'm going to give that to Gary. It's somewhere between about 35, 65 each year.
That's the order of magnitude.
Which is and between 0 and 6... dying.
In the bed.
What are some of the reasons you might get poisoned, particularly if you've been prepared by an amateur?
Eating the poison.
He's good.
The lamp's sharp.
Improper methods are in there, but there's one other thing. We've already covered it in the test.
Licking the knife.
Yeah, being served incorrectly by identifying the wrong fish.
Correct. They didn't think it was a fugu fish.
It must look like a different fish.
It looks like a lot of other fish.
Oh,
lovely sea bass.
This is going to finish pecan sauce.
Cod. Death cod. Now remember, I put the death cod on the left, not on the right. Remember, right for the death cod, left for the good cod. Right, left. Remember that. Right, good.
And they're in the same type of pan.
All of which brings us back to the Shanghai Fugu Agreement, which is 1985 in Germany.
Do they agree that they won't sell fugu in Europe?
Yeah, they won't export it.
That's not something you really agree on with people from Shanghai, is it? We agree we are goddamn not selling your killer fish, right?
This is the Green Party, who are locked in a coalition agreement, their very first ever coalition agreement, with the Social Democrats in one of the German states.
Mm-hmm.
Going into coalition, and they put forward on the last day of negotiations, they demand that they sign the Shanghai Fugu Agreement. And this is an agreement to help with what? What do you need to prepare fugu?
Knives.
Fugu.
Chefs.
Yep, I'll give you a point there. You need chefs. How do you get chefs to Germany?
On a train.
But what permissions do they need to get in there?
A license.
Visas.
Gary's got the point there again. They need visas. And so the Shanghai Fugu Agreement is a set of international regulations. There's a special set of visas for certified fugu chefs. They demanded that was one of the things they should sign. What's the problem with that agreement?
It's wrong.
In what way?
Shanghai?
Yeah.
That's China, isn't it?
That's one of the problems.
That's one where they eat it.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's pan-Asian anyway, but it's not what it's famous for. It's completely fake.
Oh.
The Greens had been in negotiations for days, were sick of the negotiations, made up a completely fake agreement, and added it to the list of demands, and the minister they were arguing with just went, yes, okay, fine. Yep,
I bet after that they were kicking themselves that they couldn't do something more fun than that.
No one noticed.
They could have made everyone wear jelly on a Sunday.
The negotiators didn't notice. The civil servants didn't notice.
They could have banned the apostrophe. They could have done anything.
The press didn't notice. It took years before someone went, oh yeah, what is that? Remember when we did that?
We have made it so that no one called Keith may enter the country. You know, you could do that.
So did they draw up an agreement?
No, they just required that the Social Democrats be party to the Shanghai Fugu Agreement. Completely fake.
Without having read it.
The fun you could have in that situation.
So congratulations. At the end of that, Gary, you win this week's show. Well done. You win a Confederate general made out of interlocking stones without any mortar.
No.
Yeah.
Dry,
go for it. He's got it for once.
A dry Stonewall Jackson.
Yes!
Hey!
Well, with that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, to Gary Brannan, to Matt Gray, and Tom Scott. We'll see you next time. We are doing an experimental live show of this with a live audience. If you would like to be part of that, then details are on screen now.
Close enough to touch.
Don't do that.
No touching.
Would you like to see our faces in person and admire us at closer distance than this? We're doing an experimental live show and you could be there should you wish to.
Do you want to see us in slightly lower resolution than on GoPro footage? We'll be doing an experimental live show.
Do you want to see this before it's been edited down from 40 minutes into 10? Well, we might be doing an experimental live show. You can watch us pre-editing.
I don't think you want to, really.
Do you like jokes that you really can't hear because they're libelous, too rude, or frankly insulting? Then feel free to watch us go harder and longer at our experimental live show.
Do you want an hour of the post-credit sequence? Come and see the experimental new live show.
Bear in mind that we edit quite a lot out of this.
The bit in the post-credits.
Yeah.
It's
like half an hour of the post-credits.
It's very important to stress that the experimental live show is not the kind of experimental live show you might see in Amsterdam.
That said, the live show is over 18 only because at some point, one of us is going to make a joke that could get us in trouble.
And we're all going to say at some point.
Willie's a Come see Techniff Live! Is it a condition that cellists suffer because of the position they must place themselves in when playing the cello, and therefore vibrations cause some kind of painful rash? Is it available in a data blast at the end?
Oh my god, yes!
I was kind of hoping that it was kind of some lusty gentleman.